Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into sustainable packaging.
Right.
We've got excerpts from a report, UniPro Sustainable Packaging Initiatives, and our mission really is to see how this one company, UniPro, is handling the whole sustainable plastic packaging challenge and, you know, what the bigger picture might be.
Yeah, and what's quite striking straight away is how proactive UniPro seems to be.
Proactive how?
Well, their current plastic track packaging, it apparently already meets the EU environmental standards set for 2030.
2030, wow. Okay, so they're not just playing catch-up.
Not at all. These EU goals are pretty ambitious, focused on boosting recyclability, cutting waste. They're already there with this specific product line.
Okay, so let's dig into that. What makes their plastic packaging stand out right now?
Two key things mentioned are that it's 100% recyclable and it contains 30% recycled content.
Right. 100% recyclable, 30% recycled. What's the impact of that in real terms?
Well, using that recycled content, that 30%, it lessens the need for virgin resources, you know, brand new plastic.
Reduces demand.
Exactly.
Right.
And making it 100% recyclable, that's vital for, like, closing the loop.
Yeah.
Aiming for a circular system where the material keeps getting used.
Right. Keeping it out of landfill, ideally.
Precisely.
Now, here's something in the report that kind of caught my eye. It says producing their plastic uses 40% less energy and makes less waste than the same amount of cardboard.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point they make. It does challenge that common idea,
right,
that cardboard is always the greener option.
It really does. Because you automatically think plastic bad, cardboard good, but here.
Well, context matters, right. And according to their data, for this specific application, the plastic production is more energy efficient.
And there's more to it, isn't there? Something about weight reduction?
Mm-hmm. They've apparently cut the packaging material weight by 85% per track meter by using this plastic design.
85%. So less energy to make it and much less material overall.
Exactly. Less material means less impact from production, transport, everything down the line.
Yeah.
The resource efficiency angle is pretty strong there.
Okay, so it sounds like, for their tracks at least, they've found a plastic solution that works well environmentally for them. But are they just sticking with that or looking ahead?
No, the report definitely mentions they're committed to continuous improvement. They're actively keeping tabs on new plastic technologies, better recycling methods.
So if something better comes along,
it sounds like they're poised to adopt it. They see sustainability as, you know, an ongoing process, not a one and done thing.
Which makes sense. Things change so fast. Now, it's not just about the plastic tracks, though, is it? What about other packaging?
Good point. They've also apparently switched all their accessories packaging, you know, the smaller bits and pieces, to 100% recycled cardboard.
Ah, okay. So they are using cardboard, too.
Yes, where it makes sense for them. And that shift, just for the accessories, cut their plastic use by over a ton a year.
Over a ton. Wow. Okay, so that's significant, too.
It really is. It shows they're not just focused on one area, but looking across the board.
So if you sort of pull back and look at the whole picture, what's the main takeaway from UniPro's approach here?
I think it's that they demonstrate a multifaceted strategy. It's not rigid. They use advanced plastic where their data shows it has benefits, energy, waste reduction for this specific use.
Right.
But they also embrace recycled cardboard where that's the better fit. Like for the accessories, it seems very pragmatic, very data-driven.
Plus that commitment to future improvements you mentioned.
Exactly. It's about using the right material, optimizing it, using recycled content, planning for recyclability, and keeping an eye out for the next innovation.
So really, they're showing a practical way forward, combining different materials smartly, pushing beyond current requirements in some cases, and focusing on continuous improvement.
Yeah, I think that sums it up well. It's about innovation, responsibility, and maybe even setting a higher bar.
It definitely leaves you thinking, doesn't it? About how we balance different materials, look at the whole life cycle. I mean, what could other industries learn from this kind of proactive, evidence-based approach to being more sustainable?
It's a great question to ponder.
Definitely something to chew on. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.